Welcome, Australia. Paige Estritori here, on behalf of Financial Services Online, commencing this Tuesday, November 26, 2024, with your weekly insurance news wrap summarizing important happenings in the Aussie insurance industry. In a groundbreaking decision that sets a marker in privacy rights, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or AFCA, ruled on a riveting dispute that pitted an individual claimant against Southern Cross Travel Insurance. They were arguing over the extent of access the insurer could have to the claimant's personal data. The AFCA firmly stated that insurance procedures should respect individual privacy rights. This judgment promises to reshape standard data access practices in the industry. Moving over to household budgets, escalating premiums linked to climate-related disasters and rising oil and gas price have forced many Australian families to make heartbreaking choices, including the inability to afford essential insurance coverage. Parents for Climate, coupled with the Climate Council in their report titled Under Pressure, underscored these enormous challenges. As high as 66% of parents expressed serious concerns about these rising costs, with a considerable 19% already forgoing insurance. This surge in home insurance stress is affecting a staggering 1.6 million households. Now, let's touch on an interesting case of motor accidents, specifically beach dune rollovers. An AFCA ruling this week favored the driver involved in such an accident, clashing with the statement by Zurich Insurance. After carefully assessing the evidence, including expert testimonies, the event was concluded to have been an accidental occurrence, not born out of speed or negligence. The driver will consequently be compensated for his losses, marking a victory for drivers in similar situations in the defiance of initial insurance denial. Lastly, we turn our gaze to Muswellbrook, New South Wales, a town grappling with the aftermath of devastating earthquakes. Insurance companies are under increasing public scrutiny and pressure, with over half of the 600 lodged quake claims rejected. The Insurance Council of Australia has made assurances, but local leaders are criticizing the slow and dismissive responses. The urgent resolution of these insurance claims may single-handedly shape the public's future confidence in the industry amidst our evolving geologic concerns, especially if connections to nearby coal mining become substantiated. That wraps up this week's overview of some key moments in Australia's insurance industry. Stay informed, stay prepared, and remember, we at Financial Services Online are always ready to help provide you with personal and business insurance solutions that suit your needs. Visit us at our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. Until next week, Australia, take care.